Tampa Bay's morning crew. I feel good. You never know when or who will inspire you. It's 99.5 QIK, and we are very inspired for this guy. He is doing a 5K over 10 days. Now, he has cerebral palsy. He's at the Ronald McDonald House. He's been there for how many days, him and his family? Almost like 600 days, right?
600 days, yeah.
600 days. Now, he's doing the 5K over 10 days because he is doing it around the courtyard of the Ronald McDonald House. The goal is to go 500 meters a day, and that will give him that 5K over 10 days, according to the math of this. His mom is talking about her son, Fred, and what his mission is and what he hopes to accomplish by this right here. Whoop.
That's a message I think Fred has to everyone. Don't stop, even though we are under coronavirus times. The physical therapy we do here, it's very modern, very sophisticated, and it's giving Fred a hope.
If I am able to do it, everyone can do it.
I love that.
He's got such a big heart.
Big heart. So he's obviously walking assisted on crutches, but his dream is to obviously to walk again, and he's been doing physical therapy and all that, but he thought, you know what, with everything going on, I want to do something special for someone else. I mean, this guy is trying to regain his ability to walk with cerebral palsy, and then thought to myself, I want to do something for other people.
And the Ronald McDonald House has been so great to him and his family. I mean, he's been there for so long. And even in the story, they said other families that are there actually talk to their family because they've been there for so long. And he just wanted to do something to give back to those people that have helped him and his family.
11 years old as well. So, Fred, we applaud you. That is your I Feel Good story right there. 99.5 QIK coming up. Your morning motivation at 7:05. Here's Jason Aldean and Kelly Clarkson. It is First Responder Friday right now, 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. We've got Wes on the phone. Good morning, Wes. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Big fan of the show. Love you guys in the morning.
All right. Good. What part of town do you live in?
So we live in St. Petersburg.
Okay,
St.
very
Petersburg,
nice.
Off the Gandy.
Very cool. So who do you want to nominate for First Responder Friday?
I'd like to nominate my wife, Caitlin Clay. She is a cardiothoracic ICU nurse at Tampa General Hospital.
How long has she been doing that?
She's been at TGH for 2 years. She's been a nurse in the CTICU for 5.
Well, tell us about Caitlin when she's not at work. Tell us about, you know, your wife. Brag on her a little.
Yeah, she's awesome. So she's a triathlete.
Wow.
She loves running, swimming, and biking.
Okay.
She loves Yingling Lager. That's
I love this woman.
Yeah, she's well rounded.
Oh yeah, absolutely. She likes to do anything outdoors, and any day at the beach is an awesome day for her. Just all around great girl.
And what is something that she does with her job, something special working at TGH?
Yeah, so she works with what's called ECMO, which is basically a way to oxygenate the lungs. And so that's kind of her specialty. So obviously with some crazy things going on right now with COVID, she's worked with some COVID patients before, and she really enjoys helping them and even communicating with their families because they can't be in the hospital. So she enjoys kind of serving as an intermediary there and making sure that they know that their loved ones are being taken care of. So I'm really proud of her. She's doing an awesome job.
Very cool, Wes. Well, we appreciate you nominating Caitlin. Sounds like she really has a servant's heart. And please give her our love and our thanks. And have a great day, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I'll let her know.
Awesome. All right, if you want to nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday, it's super easy. It takes like 2 minutes. Just go to 995QIK.com.
The number you have reached.
It's time now for the second date update on 995QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995 QIK, trying to start the weekend off with some love on the 715 second date update. And we are trying to help Joe out this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing great. So we got your email. We're going to try to help you out this morning. Tell us about this girl, Karen, that you've mentioned. And how'd you guys meet? And what'd you guys do on your date?
Karen, we met on Tinder.
Nice.
And
oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it was one of the most, I've been on a bunch of dates before, but this was one of the most incredible dates, and she's one of the most incredible people. I mean, you know, we show up there, and gorgeous, and, you know, she's smart, and she's very independent.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, it was such an amazing date, and I tried to look at it like, oh, is it just the date? But no, she as a person is incredible, and we were kind of, you know, lightly touching each other, and the conversation just seemed to flow, and so, you know, she said she had to go, and so I was like, oh, okay, you know, and I was just sitting there, you know, sweating, being like, well, do I make a move? Do I, like, kiss her as we were walking, you know, back to the parking lot? And I was like, you know what, let me just do this. I don't want to, you know, this is chance. And so we started making out.
Ooh, oh, nice.
It was like, awesome. And then, you know, the weekend happens, and then I haven't heard from her.
Well, I mean, make it out of the parking lot. I guess you could say the date went well.
Yeah. I just hope I didn't come on too strong, but I was just very eager, and I was really excited, and I don't know.
We're going to do this, Joe. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Karen and see if we can get some answers for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Well, Joe reached out to us about his date with Karen on the 715 Second Date Update. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin right now on 99.5 QYK. My first impression of Joe is he's very excited about Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that stuck out to me is they had a date, but then they made out in the parking lot.
Yeah, sounds like a great date.
And that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Great sign.
That'd be awkward if it was a bad date and that happened. I mean, just saying. All right, we're going to try to call Karen, though, because she has not gotten back to Joe recently and is kind of, like, tinkered off. So we'll call right now and see if we get some answers.
Hello?
Hi, is this Karen?
This is she.
Hi, Karen. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK. We're Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. That is the proper reaction.
Did I win something?
There you go. Everybody asked that. And maybe. But we first want to talk to you actually about a date you went on with a guy named Joe. Do you remember Joe?
Yes.
All right, well, Joe told us that you guys went to Bar Louie.
Said you had a really good date. You guys talked. You both had chemistry. And then he told us you were making out in the parking lot like high school kids.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. That's all true.
Okay, good.
well, listen, is it okay if we talk to you on the air for a second, Karen?
Okay, yeah.
All right, cool. So Joe reached out to us. He's very confused why he hasn't heard from you in a while. And he kind of wants to know why you went missing on him, because he really wants to see you again.
So he told you about the date, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we know about the date. We just want to know what happened since then that's making you not want to talk to him.
I mean, we had a really amazing date. It was probably the best date I've ever been on. And I was just so excited to you know, hear from him again and go out on another date. And we were making plans. And as we were making plans, I told him, you know, it's my birthday this weekend. So my girlfriend and I already had plans and we were going out. And, you know, I just kept telling him how my birthday was on Saturday and all these things. And he just messed up really bad. I never heard from him on my birthday. I didn't even get a text. And I just really, I don't know.
But were you guys supposed to hang out on your birthday or no? You were hanging out with your girlfriends?
Yeah, no. He knew that I had planned, but he also knew that it was my birthday. I mentioned it like 3 or 4 times. And he just never, not even a text. And so it got to the point where, you know, I was telling my friends about him. I was so excited about him. And my friends were kind of like building it up. And they were like, you know, maybe he's going to send you a bottle of wine. Maybe he's going to like show up. And so I think I kind of built it up too. Expecting all of these things, and then nothing, not even a text, not even a call, and this really like didn't sit well with me, and I just couldn't believe it. It didn't make any sense because we were so connected and in tune on our date. I mean, it was just so, I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
Karen, now let me ask you a question. I mean, I got to say this for him, his offense. We're not mind readers, obviously, when it comes to women. Totally understand that you would have loved a text or maybe a bottle of wine, but do you see how he may think that was overstepping a little bit? You're having a girls' weekend. He doesn't know you that well. You've only gone on one date. but...
I know, but, like, when we met, I'm telling you guys, like, it was just, like, it's like we had known each other for a really long time, and sparks were just flying. So I just thought that, you know, he would just do something.
And it sounds like you guys were texting up until your birthday weekend, and then just nothing all weekend, huh?
Yeah, and then he, like, completely ghosted me, so I was really confused and really bummed out.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Karen, we actually have Joe on the phone, and he sounds like a nice guy. God. And he was very excited about your date, so I don't think he meant to hurt your feelings or anything. Yeah. So, Joe, you there?
Yeah, hi. Karen, I am so sorry. I was so nervous as to what I should do in proceeding on how to, like, text you for your birthday, and I didn't want to, like, overstep my bounds and be like, oh, hey, happy birthday. Like, I don't know. I was very conflicted.
Well, when you say it that way, hey, happy birthday.
Like, well, I just didn't want it to be like, okay, well, who are you? Be wishing. I don't know. It went so well, and I felt that anything I did, like, I guess I thought about it too much to the point where I was like, okay, I'll just not, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm sorry. I totally would have wished you a happy birthday. I thought, like, you know what I mean? I wish you the happiest of all the birthdays. I'm really sorry about that. If it came off like that, that was not my intent.
I understand. I wish you just texted me.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I'll text you now on every single birthday you ever have.
Whoa.
I mean, but I would love to take you out on a date if you'll give me another shot. I thought we got along so well, and I really, you know, don't want to pass it.
All right, well, you're gonna have to make it up to me, like, big time.
Ooh.
I'll take you out on a really, really nice date to celebrate your birthday, okay. So I can actually wish you a happy birthday in person.
Yeah. By the way, Karen, okay. Happy belated from all of us here.
Thank you, guys.
We'd love to treat you guys to dinner too if you're willing to go back out with Joe. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it was just like a miscommunication and. Yeah, I would love to go out.
Yeah.
There we go. Awesome. Making love happen right now.
So good. I honestly thought I was so, like, I'm sweating bullets right now because I really thought you were going to be like, like, this is awesome.
Let me catch you off. Joe, stop. Just stop talking. We got you already, my friend.
Oh,
we got you hooked up, right? You don't need to say any more. Less is more sometimes. All right, I'm going to put you guys on hold. Kevin's going to get your info. We're going to set you guys up on a date, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You got it. I was like, Joe, we're trying to help you out, man. Tone it back. It's all good.
I like him.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, and we're talking about our 715 second date update between Joe and Karen. So Joe and Karen went on a date. They went to Bar Louie. They had a great time. They actually ended up, you know, kissing in the parking lot after the date.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, oh, that went well. And so Joe reached out to us because he hadn't heard anything from Karen in a while and was like, "What? I don't know what's going on. I really liked her. Obviously, it was a good date because of the way of it ended." And just was very confused on what happened. Well, we found out from Karen what she was mad about was it was her birthday that weekend. She had told him, and she never even received a text from him saying happy birthday, even though it was a girl's weekend.
Yeah, right. But not even like they were getting along so well. I mean, you're kissing this guy in the parking lot. He can't even text you happy birthday. I mean, I can see.
All right, we got Samantha and Largo. Samantha, what do you think?
So I can kind of see both sides on this one. I understand she was upset about not getting the text for her birthday. I would be too. I'm pretty big on my birthday also. But he knew she was with a girl, you know, she was out having a good time, doing whatever with whoever, and he didn't want to overstep, and I get that. He knew that, honestly, it wasn't even a full-on relationship yet. I'm not saying it won't be.
Saying that was the one thing for me. It was like the one date.
Yeah, it was one date. Again, she was really into him. Mm-hmm. She was like, he's really into her.
Yeah.
And she would have liked to have that text. I get that. So I'm glad it worked out for both of them. It seems like they're really into each other. And I wish them both the best. I hope it worked out.
That's so nice.
And if they weren't texting, you know, right after the date, you know, back and forth, then, you know, up to the birth date, it would have been different. But they were texting, and then all of a sudden, like, nothing.
Exactly. Over the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's a nice gesture, but I also think he's not obligated to do that.
No, but he should have.
I mean, because there is such a thing as over-texting a girl, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. But birthdays are the exception.
Exactly.
Well, he better text you for the whole month, because I know how you are. You guys like a whole month of birthdays.
Exactly.
By the way, when a girl says she doesn't really care about her birthday and she doesn't need anything, she's lying.
Okay.
She always wants something.
If we tell you, no, I don't want anything for my birthday this year, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Told you.
All right, let me write this down. Okay, I got it.
You and
notes.
I need to go and hang out.
I do love that you were like, dude, just stop talking.
I was like, dude, you're going to ruin it for yourself. Relax. All right, you have a great day, Samantha. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, guys. You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right. If you missed it, you can see it on our Facebook page and our Instagram a little bit later when Kevin posts that up. But yeah, it was definitely interesting. And I thought, I don't know. I mean, I understand the gesture, but at the same time, you guys just went on one date, really?
It takes 5 seconds to send a text.
Would you have sent a text to the guy?
Yep. I sure would have.
Seriously?
Yep.
You wouldn't think that was overstepping or a little weird?
Nope. Hey, have a fun weekend. Have fun with your guys and have a great birthday. Can't wait to see you next week.
There it is right there. Lana's dating playbook. That's page one. All right, here we go. We need two players right now for our Know That Animal game for Zoo Tampa tickets. We'll take the first two, 800-992-1099.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
All right, here's how the game works. We got Megan in Tampa and Duran in Mulberry right now on 995-QIK. And we are ready to play Know That Animal, okay? What you got to do is we're going to describe an animal to you. If you think you know what it is, you chime in with your name. If you get it right, you get a point. You got to get 2 points to win. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Here we go. The first animal is Lana.
All right. This animal lives in Africa. This animal stands while it sleeps. This animal runs from side to side.
Duran.
It's a giraffe.
It's not a giraffe.
Oh.
All right, Megan, your chance here.
There is a famous one of these named Marty in the movie Madagascar.
This is it a meerkat?
It's not a meerkat. Keep going, Lana.
This animal has a white coat with black or brown stripes.
Duran. Zebra.
Yay! That's it? I still can't believe that's what a zebra sounds like.
Yeah, because they're like a horse, but it doesn't sound like a horse at all.
It's a crossbreed or something. All right, you got 1 point, Duran. Megan, you're still in this. Go ahead, Lana.
All right, this animal has two big front teeth, and they are orange. They are romantics at heart. They like wood, water, and they hate ice. They have a...
They hate ice. How do they know?
That's why they build a home called a dam, to keep them away from the ice.
Duran!
It's a otter.
It's not an otter. It's not. Come on, Megan.
They have multi-purpose tails. They have a third eyelid, and their nose and ear valves are stay shut to help keep water while they are submerged.
Is it a beaver?
Yeah! I believe that beaver's sick.
We're gonna check on him.
Time ball game. All right, time ball game here. Duran, Megan, last animal is.
All right, this animal lives in the rainforest. They can weigh up to 220 pounds, and they live about 35 years in the wild. They eat veggies, fruit, nuts, tree bark, and a lot of bugs. Sometimes they eat bugs off of each other.
Ooh, that's a good clue.
They cuddle and hold their young, and they are very...
Duran! For the win!
It's a monkey.
It's a type of monkey.
It's a type of monkey.
Chimpanzee.
No, it's not a chimp.
It's bigger.
It's bigger. All right, Megan, you're still in this.
Isn't an orangutan?
Oh, my!
I know, these noises are kind of weird.
These noises are crazy. I feel like I'm there in the rainforest. All right, check it out, Megan. You just won a 4-pack of Zoo Tampa tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it. Duran, thanks for playing, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, have a great day. We got more Zoo Tampa tickets for you this afternoon with Travis at 4:40. It's 995 QIK. Kane Brown, Lauren Elena.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's check in now with Tampa Bay's Morning Crew to find out what's happening in the world of country music with the Music Minute.
Well, happy birthday to Kacey Musgraves. She turns 32 today. And Kenny Rogers' birthday today. He would have been 82. You know, we all know him for the song that he did with Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream. Here's what he had to say on why they never had a romantic relationship.
First of all, you know, I'm a believer that tension is better if you keep it than if you satisfy it. And then secondly, she said no to me.
Oh, there's the real story, huh?
Swat that hand away.
All right, this afternoon at 11 o'clock, we are going to have all of the details about Tortuga Music Festival. It is kind of the only one that has, we haven't really heard what's happening. It was postponed to November. What is happening? We will let you know. Just check our website. 11 a.m. is when all of that information comes down. Obviously, it's not happening this year, so pushed. All right, Keith Urban did Zoom calls to surprise this year's ACM New Artist winners. Tennille Towns had a hard time believing she was the new Female Artist of the Year, but was super excited. And also, he Zoomed Riley Green. He stayed a little bit more calm this year about being the new Male Artist of the Year.
I mean, sometimes you can play live shows to some people. Sometimes you can do television, stuff like that. I mean, how about playing the ACMs as the brand new ACM New Male Artist of the Year?
Yeah.
Would that be interesting?
Riley, that's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Keith Urban calls you. I think that kind of throws you off your game right away. You're like, okay.
I'd be a lot more excited than that guy.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Luke Bryan and his wife Caroline did a jockey underwear commercial. We've got it up at 995QYK.com. He's on the couch watching a game when she brings in a box of new jockeys for him to check out for the new shoot. Check it out.
Oh, I love these.
Oh, I know you like me and them.
Yes, I do. Oh, yes. Here's your new go-to.
This is a prank, is what that is. I'm not wearing it. I took my eye out with that dental floss.
Let's just stick with the jockey tee.
Remember, there's only one jockey.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's interesting? Is it was between Kevin and Luke for that commercial.
I don't know why they chose him.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What's that about?
I mean, Kevin was in the, he was a front runner for a while.
Yeah. Luke looks really good in that commercial. You should check it out on our website.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll be watching it over and over, Lana. Kevin and I are going to get together after the show and just watch Luke Bryan in his underwear. We can't wait.
Our thoughts go out to Parker McCollum. He announced on social media that he has tested positive for the coronavirus. He's going to be quarantined for 14 days. And says, sorry, I can't see anybody. I'm sorry for letting you all down. Please wear your mask and stay healthy. Hope to see you all very soon. And finally, big day today for Tim McGraw fans. His new album, Here on Earth, drops today. And he also has the big live stream event tonight. Here's what he has to say about what you can find on the new album.
It may not be exactly what your situation is, but you can relate to it. So that's what I was trying to do with this album, is sort of paint a picture of life here on Earth.
There you go. I think we need it right now.
Yeah, and don't forget, you're going to have another chance at 5:20 this afternoon with Travis for your chance to win a code for that live stream and his new album, plus go in for the running for a meet and greet with a virtual meet and greet with Tim McGraw.
What would you ask him, Lana, if you were on this meet and greet?
I've talked to Tim before. So
well, it's a name drop. I just asked why you were saying that.
I mean, but you know what? I will tell you a story. The first time I met Tim McGraw, I had nothing to say. Marbles came out of my mouth.
You froze?
I completely froze. He's the only person that I have been just, I'm like, blah, 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 and then I said something about Travis Daly, and he's like, looked at me like, what? And I'm like, I just go to the next person. I was he was standing in front of me. I was like, oh my gosh, it's Tim McGraw. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was a mess.
I feel like we have to put you on the Zoom now.
Great.
We'll just keep your mic on mute.
It's the only time I didn't know what to say and nothing could come out of this thing. All right, that is your Music Minute. It's 99.5 QYK. Travis Denning now and after a few.
All right, obviously some storms coming through. We want to get the latest updates from ABC Action News meteorologist Jason Adams. Good morning, Jason. How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing okay. So we're kind of, maybe we're a little uneasy, but we want to know and kind of feel comfortable about this thing and have all the info we have. So give us the latest on these storms coming through.
Yeah, so good news, bad news. A little bit of good news this morning is that the National Hurricane Center track has shifted a little bit to the west, but it's only by about 25 to 50 miles, so it's a subtle difference, but... Of course, we know the farther west the center goes, the less impacts we're going to see in our area. It's still too early to be 100% confident in this forecast because what I've been noticing this morning is that it actually may brush up against some of the Caribbean islands, which could disrupt the circulation overall and lead to a completely different scenario here in about 3 to 4 days. So unfortunately, we don't have a definitive answer for you right now as far as yes, we'll see this or no, we won't see that. But it's looking a little bit better than it did yesterday.
Well, that's good news. And as far as preparation goes, we should prepare for if this did make landfall, right?
Yeah. And it, with the direction it's coming in from the southeast, we would see minimal impacts as far as surge goes on our coast. It's not one of those situations where it's coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, which increases our surge threat. So there's some positivity with that. As far as if it were to cross or kind of traverse the southern peninsula and head up our way, we'd still see winds, we'd still see rain, and of course we'd have a tornado threat. But if this crosses the peninsula, it's definitely going to be a lower impact for us. And this is not any way, shape, or form going to kind of do a hook and turn around like an Irma situation and come straight from the south. We don't see that happening. The track we're confident in, it's just, will it still be a depression, a storm, or a hurricane by the time it gets here? That's still the question.
Now, it's moving west, and there's another system out there that's moving together. What are the chances these two things could collide?
No chance.
Really?
There's this weird scientific thing that happens. It's called the Fujiwara effect. And basically, when two cyclones are close enough to each other, they'll start to pinwheel around each other, not kind of merge together. You need something that's not a tropical system to merge with a tropical system, if that makes sense. So if you have two tropical systems, they're going to rotate around each other versus combining and becoming this crazy superstorm in the Gulf.
Yeah, well, you didn't know that? I mean, it's pretty basic.
There was this movie. Right? I don't know if you saw it with Mark Wahlberg.
It's something we've all learned.
It was called The Perfect Storm.
Yep. I apologize, Jason. I just tell you, it's explained everything.
No worries.
All right, Jason Adams, ABC Action News meteorologist. Man, appreciate your time. Stay safe, and thanks for all the updates.
No problem, guys. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that's good news. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good news. So we'll just kind of prepare, and then hopefully it'll just kind of take a turn for the west, and we'll be all right. All right, Bud Light is hiring somebody. It's a new position they've created. They're going to pay you $5,000 a month. I actually think you'd be very good at this, Lana.
Oh, you do, huh?
All right, we'll talk about it next. The newlywed Luke Combs, Loving on You, 99.5 QYK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It is JR, Lana, and Kevin.
His wedding cake was a beer can.
It was a beer can. It was the best.
That was pretty cool.
And a great way to tie in his promotion and his sponsorship of Miller Lite. So, product placement at your own wedding. I love it. Well, speaking of beer, let's switch it up to Bud Light. And Bud Light is hiring a new position that they've created called the Chief Meme Officer. Chief Meme Officer.
Oh, so, somebody who makes memes.
You're catching on very quickly. He may be perfect for this job.
How much does it pay?
$5,000 a month.
Oh, I'm in.
You're in? All right, so what they'll do is obviously be in charge of making the memes to make, you know, their selling points and whatnot and making funny memes and all that because obviously... These YouTube stars are making a ton of money. People on social media making a ton of money. It's where people are all the time on Facebook or whatever. So it's sometimes more profitable to have a catchy meme than maybe a TV commercial.
Right.
Or someone that, you know, famous who's using your product that you don't have to do a TV commercial. They can just advertise on their social media platforms. And well, the reason I brought up YouTube stars is when they put videos up, they can market, they can monetize those, and you'll see commercials and whatnot, and there's right. like 5 million views. There's no way you have a commercial, unless it's the Super Bowl, with 5 million views.
Right.
So it's interesting. Applications are due by September 18th, if you want to write that down, Lana. We'd still love to have you on the show.
Yeah.
But anybody can apply for the job. Bud Light website. You just need to be over 21, obviously, so you can try the product.
Yes.
And that's it. Chief Meme Officer.
I mean, think about it. I mean, if you like making memes already, if you're the type of person who's always looking for funny memes and wanting to share memes, this would be a perfect position for you. Creative person, a funny person, good sense of humor.
Oh, you stop it. I'm right here. You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing me. But actually, I should make it known that it's for the Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You don't drink seltzers, huh?
I don't drink Bud Light, and I don't drink Bud Light seltzers.
You're the only girl I know that doesn't drink White Claws.
I was going to say, you haven't tried White Claw Truly?
The only time I drank one of those was when I was on JR's boat, and we drank all the beer, so that was at the bottom of the cooler.
Oh, man.
It was at the bottom of the cooler. It wasn't for me. Desperate times. Desperate measures.
I get it.
All right, so you can apply on the Bud Light website. Wow, I just got sold out. You can apply on the Bud Light website to be the Chief Meme Officer. I got to go home. Here's an I Feel Good story that started off very, very scary. In Pennsylvania. Well, a rescue team went deep into an overflow pipe to save a dog who had gotten caught there.
Aww.
This is kind of some scary audio. Here's what it sounded like.
You only got about two more sections of pipe, Carrie.
I'm going to try to hold it. If this dog's fast, go ahead.
All right, pull again.
Go. Keep going.
Almost here, Carrie, almost.
Come on.
I got to go back and shot in there.
The dog's getting mad. Come on.
About 4 feet, your feet are out.
Come on.
Feet are out.
Come on. Ready, get the dog. You got it?
And the dog got out. I mean, Lana's almost in tears right now because it's hard to hear that audio. I mean, you think about your dog.
I know. Well, I mean, and we see these stories, you know, dogs get stuck, but I just love it that people go and they rescue them and, you know, they don't stop at anything to rescue animals when they're in trouble.
Well, you see, like, deer getting caught, like, ice, which that was frozen, like a lake, you know, they're getting caught and people go in to try to save them. But, yeah, this overflow pipe drain, this dog got into it and they were able to get him out.
I'm glad this was a happy ending story.
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't be an I Feel Good story if it didn't have a great story to end it with. Let me help you out, Kev. You know what I'm dealing with over here?
Yeah.
That's why it's called an I Feel Good story. Lana is silently crying right now.
I was going to say, yeah, I believe the beginning of this goes, wow, I feel good.
Nah, so that's the tone.
Nah, nah, nah. Yeah, it's not going to be bad news at the end.
Yeah. Lana, would you like to say anything?
I know, I'm just happy about the dog that got rescued.
Why are you crying? It's an emotional day.
It's Friday. The weekend is here.
Hey, I hope you guys have fun with us because we have a blast in here. Hopefully you're laughing in your car, too. Great friends working together. It's 995 QYK. Thanks for being a part of the QYK family. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana here, and the 22-year veteran CMA ACM winner, the pride of Jesuit High School, home of the Tigers, and home of our very own Kevin. He is a father of two and a husband of one.
I am.
Well, what the heck is trending in Tampa Bay, my friend?
What's trending in Tampa Bay are the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's right. That's correct.
They are on fire. They beat the Yankees yesterday, 10-5. Now in first place are those Tampa Bay Rays. They actually swept the Yankees. They also swept the Red Sox on the road trip. And the Rays are the first team since 1990 to sweep the Yankees and the Red Sox on the same road trip. So they are playing some good ball right now. The Rays come back home to the Trop tonight to start a series with the Blue Jays. That game is at 6:40.
Can we tailgate?
Probably not.
In your mind, no problem. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. And there's a lot of storms today, so probably wouldn't go over well in the parking lot at the Trop today.
And tonight's attendance?
Zero.
All right, got it.
If you love fair food, you're in luck. Today through Sunday at the Florida State Fairgrounds, they're having Fair Food Frenzy. And this is happening again. This is not the first time they've done this. It's a drive-through event, and it is open from 3 to 8 p.m. today, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Some of the food you can get, JR: turkey legs, roasted corn, corn dogs, candy apples, cotton candy, funnel cakes, deep fried Oreos.
Lana,
what time does that open?
Lana, corn on the cob.
I know
that would be great.
3 to 8 today.
Ooh.
I like the turkey legs. You walk around, you feel like a Viking. You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking drive-through, pick up dinner on the way home from work kind of a deal.
Yeah. Ooh. Right after the gym, just go through there, get some fried food.
Yep. So that's happening today, tomorrow, Sunday at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Get your fair food.
That's smart. Good for them.
Yeah. The St. Pete Pier will close Monday and Tuesday from 4 a.m. to noon next week while construction workers permanently install Bending Arc, which is the suspended rope sculpture they have out there. The net has been suspended since the pier's opening last month, but they were using temporary anchoring. So this is going to be a permanent fixture, and they're making it permanent. So Monday and Tuesday will be closed 4 a.m. to noon.
Probably so you're saying it's permanent?
It's a permanent thing.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Good idea they tie it down if we got a little storm coming.
Speaking of storms, ABC Action News meteorologist Jason Adams gives us the latest with the storm out in the Atlantic and how it could affect the Tampa Bay area.
Stand by. Jason's on line one.
It says Jason Adams update.
I got it. My bad. All right, Jason, talk to us, Goose.
Good news, bad news. A little bit of good news this morning is that the National Hurricane Center track has shifted a little bit to the west, but it's only by about 25 to 50 miles, so it's a subtle difference, but of course, we know the farther west the center goes, the less impacts we're going to see in our area. It's still too early to be 100% confident in this forecast because what I've been noticing this morning is that it actually may brush up against some of the Caribbean islands, which could disrupt the circulation overall and lead to a completely different scenario here in about 3 to 4 days. So unfortunately, we don't have a definitive answer for you right now as far as yes, we'll see this or no, we won't see that. But it's looking a little bit better than it did yesterday.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
I like that.
So it shifted a little bit west, so we'll keep our eye on it. We'll obviously be in touch with ABC Action News.
Now, listen, we've talked about this on the air, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm picking on Lana, but you can back me up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Lana doesn't necessarily remain calm in situations like this.
Absolutely not.
Like when we were out on the boat and a little rain came through on my birthday, I thought she was going to jump overboard, and I don't know where she was going to go, but she was out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news, Lana. Do you feel a little more calm now?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still going to prepare.
Oh, that's
absolutely
good. Absolutely. Over-prepare. Over-prepare. Absolutely.
I probably will, because I'm that type of person.
What? Freak out?
To just over-prepare.
You should. That's good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I just don't want you to freak out, because today when you walked in, you were worried. And you're like, oh, my gosh, these two storms are going to come together. It's going to be over. And then we talked to Jason Adams, and he said, that's not possible. They come together to become
happening.
So that's good news.
That's it. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. Have a great weekend out there.
Sending them off, Lana.
22-year veteran ACM CMA award-winning Jesuit High School graduate, home of the Tigers.
Yes.
Husband of one.
Yes.
Father of two.
That's
it is
right.
Kevin, everybody.
Thank you.
Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thank you so much for waking up with us every single day. I hope you had a good week with us. We brought you a little smile, and I hope you have a great weekend. Lana, what was your favorite part of the show today?
Talking to ABC meteorologist Jason Adams, and he pretty much confirmed that those two storms can't collide and become the perfect storm like we're all kind of looking at on TV. Because it's a little freaky to see two of them out there.
Right.
Heading our direction.
Gulf. Yeah, in the Gulf like that. Absolutely. But rest assured, they're seeing a little different pattern. Not for sure, but it changed from yesterday. It's going to kind of go out to the Gulf and possibly miss us.
Yeah, I feel a lot better after talking to him.
I know, because you get a little panicky.
I do.
I just want to make sure you're all right.
I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Lana Drama is my name.
Yes, there's canned food in the corner here. I don't know where she got it, but it's here. No, I'm just kidding. But always good to prepare. All right, Kevin, what's your favorite part of the show today?
I learned that the Trulies, the White Claws, the hard seltzers of any kind are wind up at the bottom of JR's cooler, and Lana doesn't like them. That's what I learned today, and that was my favorite part, because
there was ladies on the boat. I was trying to help out. I was trying to cater to everyone.
And someone drank it.
It was somebody else's birthday. So, remember that? It was my friend Jessica's birthday. That's why we took those out there.
That's what he's saying. You know you drank that stuff.
Okay, Lauren.
It's okay. You can. It's all good.
Okay. All right. I see how it is.
Yes, you do.
What's your favorite part of the show today, JR?
The second date update, it worked out. And I didn't think he really did anything wrong, but then I had to calm him down at the end because I was like, you're going to ruin it for yourself, man. Just relax a little bit. You know, he was very excited about the date. You can listen to it right now on our Instagram or our Facebook page. Joe will be getting another date, so that's good with Karen. All right, we will see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, enjoy the family, and stay dry.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.